Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I'm Eric Ritterby.
And we're talking about The Joker.
Yes.
We saw it. We loved it. Oh my gosh, what an experience.
Is that your synopsis?
That's my quick synopsis. I haven't felt this mind blown since I saw Fight Club in the theaters.
Fight Club is such a perfect movie to mention when you watched this movie, because I walked out of this story and I didn't know what was real and what was fake. I don't know. I mean, is Arthur Fleck the Joker? I have no idea walking out of this movie what I just saw was the Joker story or not.
Well, there is a lot of inspiration drawn from The Killing Joke, which is a whole different bag of clown balloons that we can't even get into right now.
But I'm so excited that this movie did just that, because I was hoping that the Joker story, even if it was an origin story, I don't think it was, but even if it was, that it would be an unreliable story.
Right, right. Yes. Told from his point of view, looking at Gotham through, what did I call it? Crazy tinted glasses.
Yes, exactly. And that's the Joker. He's the unreliable narrator always. And you never know. You can never take anything that he says. You know, is it true? Is it not true? You just don't know.
And it was so mind-blowing. And we were so just like overwhelmed with the power and the beauty of this movie. Because there were a few points it seemed like, okay, they're just going into this artsy little film thing. As the film progressed, all these little moments, they contributed to the story and it became more powerful as it went along.
And those moments were really brought to life with a score. It was a haunting score.
Yeah. And yeah, after the movie, we're sitting there, we're talking about it, and there's groups of people outside the theater after the movie talking about it in the rain.
It was insane. I had never seen a movie like that. Everybody just immediately talking about it in large groups.
We were like, we got to capture some of this. And so we started texting each other in the rain. So here it is. You're right. Was any of this real? And I'm like, we still don't know his backstory. Powerful, mind-blowing. Only a few things that happened can be confirmed as real. Those things that tie into the Batman mythos.
To me, this movie felt more like it was an origin story for Batman than it was the Joker.
I know, and I want to see the follow-up, but this is apparently a standalone story.
But you know what? I'm okay with that. For me, this was the best movie of the year, and personally, I think it's probably better than any of the last 15 Oscar-nominated and winning pictures.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
I'm so proud that we did not give any spoilers, although I wouldn't even know if it was a spoiler or not, because I don't know what I watched.
Yeah, I watched the movie. I still don't know what happened.
So it's almost perfect, because like the joke is on us.
It is.
Yeah.
Screenplay on AFN.